Ben, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Pleasure.
And so firstly, can you unpack exactly what a placebo really is and how the placebo effect functions?
So a placebo is a treatment, an inactive treatment, which is a pill or a saline injection. And a placebo effect is when somebody responds to that kind of treatment because they expect to feel better. So if you are told you're receiving a powerful painkiller, you're given a sugar pill, but you believe that it's a really powerful painkiller, then those beliefs can help you to feel less pain.
Right. And so is an active placebo, what exactly is that? Would you be able to expand on that a little bit?
Yeah. So when we think of a placebo, we typically think of agents, like I just mentioned, sugar pills, salt water injections. But there are also active placebos, which is when a doctor or a health professional gives out a treatment that's a real medication, but they're not giving it out because of that treatment's actual ingredients. They're giving it out to elicit a placebo effect. So an example of that would be if a doctor were to give an antibiotic for a suspected viral infection. Antibiotics are not going to help a viral infection because they only help bacterial infections, but the doctor would be trying to use the placebo effect to help the patient expect to improve and to get a placebo effect.
Right. And so is there any, like, potential harm in prescribing an active placebo?
Well, there are the potential harms. In our survey, one of the most positive things to come out was that when the doctors were using placebos, they were trying to help the patients. They said that they were trying to get a placebo effect to help their patients feel better. But there are some possible negative effects of using active treatments. For example, using antibiotics has the potential to contribute to the buildup of antibiotic resistance in the community. And also, obviously, if you're using an active treatment, there is the potential risk of some side effects.
Of course. And so do you consider such a practice to kind of be, I guess, unethical in nature?
Well, I don't think that I wouldn't, classify it as being unethical, because I think that the patient, that the doctors were trying to help their patients, so the intention was positive. I think what is lacking at the moment in Australia is any guidelines for GPs about what they can and can't do, or should and shouldn't do in their clinics in terms of using placebos. And also, there really hasn't been much research on what actual patients want, whether they think it's okay for their doctors to use placebos or not, or to try to use the placebo effect. So I think I don't think it's really appropriate to say it's ethical or unethical at this stage. I think we need to do a bit more research and have broader discussions about what the expectations are of doctors in terms of using placebos or not.
Absolutely. And final question, last but definitely not least, do you think placebo pills can be just as effective as actual medicine, or do you think they're better used as maybe like a, I guess, complementary to proper medicine per se?
Well, I think it depends on the condition. There are some pretty fascinating studies showing that placebos can be as effective as a real treatment. So, for example, for knee surgery, there were some big studies that came out showing that placebo surgery is actually just as effective as real surgery. So if you do a fake surgery where you anaesthetize the person, but you don't actually clean out their knee joints, then you get just as much improvement as the real surgery, which is pretty incredible. So for some conditions, placebo effect, or some treatments, the placebo effect might be as strong as the real medical treatment.
That's crazy. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Ben. It's been a really fantastic and interesting interview.
No worries. You're welcome.